Greetings, my friends, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Why do about 50% of Americans feel that another Great Depression is coming towards us within less than a year? This is a poll which was just conducted and published, and I'm going to talk about that more in a moment. But at this point, I'd like to make a statement, because for many, many years, we have told our audience, we have told our readership, that America is doomed to go down. And of course, we haven't said that because we are so smart. We have said that because we do understand the Bible. And we made these pronunciations and prognostications at a time when America was still the number one, the undisputed number one power in the world. But the Bible paints quite a different picture. And I was quite surprised when I read this week an article which was published by a British paper, kind of echoing what we have been saying for years. Let me read it to you. It was published by The Guardian, dated June the 6th, saying, "The U.S. is a country with serious problems. The budget, which was in surplus little more than a decade ago, now has a deficit of Greek-style proportions. There is policy paralysis in Washington. The assumption is that the problems can be easily solved because the U.S. is the biggest economy on the planet, the only country with global military reach, the lucky possessor of the world's reserve currency, and a nation with a proud record of reinventing itself once in every generation or so." But then the author, even though he is not as negative towards the developments as I am, nevertheless paints this picture, going on to say, "America in 2011 is Rome in 200 AD, or Britain on the eve of the First World War, with cracks beginning to show. The experience of both Rome and Britain suggests that it is hard to stop the rot once it has set in. So here are a few of the warning signs of trouble ahead. Military overstretch, a widening gulf between rich and poor, a hollowed-out economy, citizens using debt to live beyond their means, and once effective policies no longer working. The high levels of violent crime, epidemic of obesity, addiction to pornography, and excessive use of energy may be telling us something. The U.S. is in an advanced state of cultural decadence." And then the article goes on to say that the feeble response to today's growth medicine suggests that the U.S. is structurally far weaker than it was in the 1930s, and that is when the Great Depression hit. And here's an optimistic, somewhat optimistic outlook. He's saying America must rediscover the qualities that originally made it great. That will not be easy. Well, I hasten to add, it is not going to happen. It is not going to happen unless the nation as a whole turns back to God. And not only believing in a God, believing in the true God of the Bible, and following His directives, living in the way which He tells us to, as it is clearly revealed in the Holy Scriptures. But as we will hear in this program, the chances that that's going to happen are very, very slim. Because here, first of all, it's another article which was published by CNN, dated June the 3rd, saying, "China has dropped 97% of its holdings in U.S. Treasury bills, decreasing its ownership of the short-term U.S. government securities from a peak of $210.4 billion in May 2009 to only $5.69 billion in March 2011. And then it goes on to say that until October, the Chinese were generally making up for the decreasing holdings in Treasury bills by increasing their holdings of longer-term U.S. Treasury securities. But since October, China has also started to divest from longer-term U.S. Treasury securities. Now, what does this mean in practical terms for this country? Well, the article goes on to say, to the degree that the $1.7 trillion in short-term U.S. Treasury bills extend as of March must be converted into longer-term U.S. Treasury securities, the U.S. government will be forced to pay a higher annual interest rate on the national debt. You see, because of what China just did, we will have to pay higher interest on our national debt. And the article explains that as of the close of business on Thursday, the total U.S. debt was $14.34 trillion. And now we have to pay a higher interest rate on that debt. No wonder Americans are worried, concerned, that this cannot go on for long. But if there is ever an article which was published showing the senselessness with which we are conducting our quote-unquote business, then here is the following article, which was published again by a British paper, the Mail Online, stating on June the 3rd. The U.S. is providing hundreds of millions of dollars of foreign aid to some of the world's richest countries, while at the same time borrowing billions back, according to a report seen by Congress, which shows that in 2010 the U.S. handed out a total of $1.4 billion to 16 foreign countries that held at least $10 billion in Treasury securities. Now you tell me how much sense that makes. It makes absolutely none to me. It goes on to say, four countries in the world's top 10 richest received foreign aid last year, with China receiving $27.2 million, India $126.6 million, Brazil $25 million, Russia $71.5 million, Mexico also received $316.7 million, and Egypt $255.7 million. And yet, despite the massive outgoings in foreign aid, the receiving countries hold trillions of dollars in U.S. Treasury bonds. And then it even specifies what these countries own and how we are indebted toward them. China is the largest holder with $1.1 trillion as of March. Brazil held $193.5 billion, Russia $127.8 billion, India $39.8 billion, Mexico $28.1 billion, and Egypt had $15.3 billion. So we are indebted towards these countries with these high amounts, and at the same time we are giving them free money in foreign aid. You know, it seems to me that what the Apostle Paul is telling us in the book of Romans, that God has poured out a spirit of stupor on the nation, is in its final fulfillment. You cannot explain this. You cannot make any sense out of this. And so no wonder that the American public is extremely concerned as to what is going to happen with our economy. And notice what CNN reported on June 8. President Barack Obama's overall approving rating has dropped below 50% as a growing number of Americans worry that the U.S. is likely to slip into another Great Depression within the next 12 months, according to a new national poll. Not surprisingly, with that much economic angst, the economy is the number one issue, the only one that more than half of the public says will be extremely important to their vote for president next year. Nearly all issues that at least 4 in 10 say will be extremely important to their vote are domestic issues. Terrorism also makes that list, but Afghanistan is fairly low, and Libya is tied for dead last out of the 15 issues tested. Abortion and gay marriage also rank very low, indicating that 2012 may be an election that is shaped more by bread and butter issues than social and moral concerns. And that, my friends, is another huge problem, contributing from a spiritual standpoint as to why we are in the mess we are in. We are not any longer concerned how to live, as long as we have bread and butter on our table. God sees that quite differently, and he is not at all amused about our attitude towards his way of life, towards his law, towards what he stands for. Der Spiegel Online, a German paper, kind of approved and added to what we have just read, because on June 8th they said, a new survey published in the Washington Post shows that Americans are unhappy with Obama's handling of the economy. Almost 60% of those surveyed said that the economic recovery has not yet begun. And as I just pointed out, almost 50% feel not only will it not begin, we are going to end up in another Great Depression, worse than what we experienced in the 1930s. And when we are in a situation like that, where we are really bogged down with economic problems, here we are facing the tremendous insanity of this new health care bill. Let me read to you from Money News, dated June the 7th. 3 in 10 employers will abandon offering health coverage to their employees when President Barack Obama's Affordable Care Act takes effect in 2014, according to a survey published by the McKinsey Quarterly. Now, the White House was very quick to dispute what was stated here. And I also like to add that Congress approved that health care bill. But this article goes on to say, while only 7% of employees will be forced to switch to subsidized exchange programs, 30% of companies say they will definitely or probably stop offering employer-sponsored coverage, according to that study. They say we'd rather pay the fine than offering health care to our employees. That is what happens if we are ruling with insanity, with senselessness. And don't you assume one moment that I am now taking a side against one party and for another. Because the problem is deeply rooted in our spiritual concepts. And no party, no political candidate comes remotely close to living in harmony and preaching in harmony as to what the Bible has to say. My friends, we have published a booklet. It is published, or is titled, The Fall and Rise of Britain and America. The Fall and Rise of Britain and America. Yes, Britain and America will fall. Now they will rise again, but they will only rise after Jesus Christ has returned. But they will fall mightily before his return. And let me just tell you, my friends, Christ's return is very, very near. The fact that America is going down is just one of the many indicators prophesied in Scripture, which have to be fulfilled to make it possible that Christ will return. But we are seeing these developments occurring in front of our very eyes, and so we know that he is at hand. His return is near. And so we can expect that America is going to go down totally. It's not going to discover and recover from its economic demise, no matter who is going to lead this country, no matter what party is going to come to power. Let me end on a positive note, my friends. You can be protected by God. If you turn to him, if you live his way of life, he is offering you protection. He is offering you even economic prosperity in times of economic hardship. As unbelievable that may sound, the Bible makes that promise as much as it is telling us that America's future is a very grim one. Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.